Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut. Great to have you with me. As always, we have so much to do today. Texas Democrats flee the state over voting integrity measures. You've got Biden talking about voter integrity today, and a woke public defender gets caught up in the critical race theory nonsense. The Capitol Hill police are going to have army surveillance gear. Hunter Biden selling paintings for $500,000. So much to talk about, so much to get to. And I have to tell you that this is one of these days where it feels like we're not going to be able to do it all. So that's why I'm telling you, make sure you subscribe to the Buck Sexton Show podcast if you have not already. The Buck Sexton Show is continuing on. It's not stopping. Just because I'm doing the biggest three-hour radio show in the country now doesn't mean that this show does not continue on as is. And we also have obligations as Americans to follow. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is critical in this because Tunnel to Towers helps us keep our commitment to never forget. And this year, the foundation is honoring Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders with 200 mortgage-free homes. Think about how much of a difference that makes. A mortgage-free home for Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans. Chairman and CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, is paying tribute to the fallen by walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville and on to Ground Zero. More than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, the month of August through 9/11. Towers of Light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance, and the names of those we lost to 9/11-related illness are being read aloud at a ceremony on September 12th. And on Veterans Day, the names of those we lost in the War on Terror will also be said out loud. Do good and help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month. That's all. $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. The worst the worst assault on voting rights, the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. That's what Saki Bomb the Lunatic is saying about what's going on right now when it comes to states like Texas passing very straightforward measures. Things like, just to be clear, this is the new Jim Crow, they say. This is the great evil of our time, that you have to actually cast your vote in the county in which you reside. Right. And I'm not talking about mail-in or absentee ballots. Voting in person, you have to actually cast your ballot where you live in that county. That's evil. That's Jim Crow 2.0, they tell you. This is utter madness. The Democrats are lying their faces off, and it's important that we call this out for exactly what it is. But Jen Psaki's out there, and you can just tell the talking points are going through her mind. She's like, yeah, I just like have like all these things I want to say today that I've like written on this piece of paper. And it's like, play one.
Well, thank you for the question, because he's very focused on this speech tomorrow, one that he himself wanted to deliver. He'll lay out the moral case for why denying the right to vote is a form of suppression and a form of silencing, and how he will redouble his commitment to using every tool at his disposal to continue to fight to protect the fundamental right of Americans to vote against the onslaught of voter suppression laws based on a dangerous and discredited conspiracy theory that culminated in assault on our Capitol. He'll call out the greatest irony of the big lie is that no election in our history has met such a high standard, with over 80 judges, including those appointed by his predecessor, throwing out all challenges. He'll also decry efforts to strip the right to vote as authoritarian and anti-American, and stand up against the notion that politicians should be allowed to choose their voters or to subvert our system by replacing independent election authorities with partisan ones. And he will highlight the work of the administration against this, the necessity of passing the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, and how we need to work together with civil rights organizations to build as broad a turnout and voter education system to overcome the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. So this is an opportunity for him to make the case to the American people about how this is a fundamental right.
The worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War, mandating that people provide voter ID or that they vote in the county in which they reside or that they fill out some paperwork if they drive a non-family member to the polls. That's the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War, a war in which, as we know, there were hundreds of thousands of deaths and casualties and just a horrific experience in America. Yeah, they're comparing it to that. It's a bigger challenge than 9/11 and the jihadists who are trying to eradicate our society. Sure, Saki Bomb. Look, the libs are nuts. That's not new. That's not surprising. But it's time we really understand what we're dealing with. You'll notice that there are two primary narratives right now out there. One is about the insurrection. The insurrection. And the other is the GOP war on voting rights. Now, these are very important narratives. These are the storylines that the media tries to fill in and day out. The Democrat corporate aligned media does everything that it can to make sure that people really believe this stuff and that everything fits into these broader storylines, because then you don't have to actually deal with conservatives. You don't have to view them as Americans with different ideas, maybe even worthy ideas. No, you demonize the right. You drive left-wing base turnout. And if the Democrats lose the midterms in 2022, it's automatically because Republicans cheated. This is the narrative. This is the thought process by passing legal and constitutional voting rules. That's what people are being trained to think in the Democrat Party by all this. That's the reason they are so obsessed with this stuff. And there's also the continued justification in their minds for the elimination of the filibuster for this one thing. That's what they'll say. H.R. 1, the For the People Act, must be passed federalize elections. It's not even constitutional, folks, but they figure they could get away with it for a year or two, maybe. Not even constitutional, but they want to federalize elections, determine how elections will be done in all states from the top down. That's not the way our system is set up. It's not the way it should go. But they want to justify dismantling the system in the name of defending and supporting the system of our government. This is a classic Democrat tactic. And you see the complete cognitive dissonance on display from these Democrat state congressmen or state assemblymen or whatever in the state of Texas. I mean, this is just simply appalling what's going on. I mean, the Texas legislators who have fled their state. You can't make this stuff up. OK, they fled the state of Texas. A bunch of them is dozens of them. And they've done this so that there cannot actually be the process of government underway. They're not allowing the system to continue on. So here's what they're saying, or the response that they have to all the first. I almost forgot something. Even they took a photo of themselves. All these people who were fleeing, these Democrats in the state legislature who were fleeing to D.C., of course, to make a big statement for themselves. Oh, here's one. Texas State Representative Sanfronia Thompson talking about why they have fled the state of Texas. Play 13.
I am tired of sitting as a hostage in a Texas House of Representatives while Republicans strip away the rights of my constituents to vote. We have fought too long and too hard in this country to get away from having to count beans in a bag, having to count bubbles in a soap bar.
Yes.
And we have achieved the full right to vote in this country. And when President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Bill in 1965, I thought that would put to rest forever anyone's desires to strip away the rights for anyone to vote.
Okay, she's saying that rights to vote are being stripped away. What is really going on in Texas? Let's actually look at this, because you'll hear all this talk of how awful the Republicans are, how what they're doing is so evil. Oh, it's so racist. They're stopping minorities from voting. This is what they'll tell you. Okay, here are the actual things included in the bills, House Bill 3 and Senate Bill 1 in the state of Texas, that were filed during a special legislative session that Governor Greg Abbott called, which just started last week. Okay, first off, voter ID requirements for those who want to vote by mail. No sending vote by mail applications to those who haven't asked for them. A ban on drive-through voting. Extended hours during early voting will be rolled back to where they were before the pandemic. Expands protections for poll watchers, so people are guaranteed, poll watchers guaranteed access to the polls. You can't say no poll watchers allowed here, and you have to fill out paperwork if taking a non-relative to vote. Those are the key provisions. I mean, that's what is being called Jim Crow 2.0, a war on America, a war on civil rights and on the civil rights movement. It's absurd. These Democrats are out of their minds, out of their minds. But they also know what they're doing. They're lying about this stuff. They're lying about it. It doesn't matter that what they're saying is untrue, because it's useful. And useful lies for Democrats are inherently justified. They simply don't care beyond that. Useful lies for Democrats, that's all they need. And this is why you had these Democrats fleeing the city of Austin in a private chartered plane, two flights, from what I understand, that cost the taxpayer over $100,000. They took a photo and they were all without masks in the photo. All of them without masks. Now, we'll return to this, but the mask battle's not over, friends. It's not over. I keep telling you, we're not out of the woods. The lunatics are still running the asylum. But they took this photo of themselves to show how brave they are. How brave they are by subverting the will of the people of the state of Texas, who voted in a clear Republican majority to do the state of Texas's work in the legislature. So they flee the state. The Democrats flee the state so that they can stop the processes of government. And these are the people who want to lecture the rest of us about the sanctity of our government processes. These are the people who think they're in a position to tell us all about how Republicans comprise the greatest threat to our democracy since the Civil War. It is complete madness. But I do think they're going to find out that this is backfiring. I think that this tactic is too childish, too absurd. People are seeing it for what it is. At least enough people are seeing it for what it is that it's not effective. But we'll come back into this in a moment. I've gotten to know Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his team for a few years now. And MyPillow products are a game changer when it comes to my sleep. They fit me for my very own MyPillow and introduced me to their incredible array of products like the mattress topper, MyPillow sheets, towels, slippers, and more. Sleep is essential to me, and I know it is to you, too. So it's time to get yourself a MyPillow. Try it and see for yourself. And listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. And Mike Lindell wants to give back to all of you. All right. Make sure you use the promo code BUCK when you go to MyPillow.com. That's what you got to do. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUCK. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products right now. Just click on the new radio listener specials square. You're going to see rotational offers up to 66% off on products like their pillows, mattress topper, and the Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, waffle blankets, and more. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. And, you know, the cancel culture left has come after Mike recently. So not only am I telling you about amazing products that I use, they're on my bed right now. I've got the sheets, the mattress topper, the pillows. I've got MyPillow towels in my bathroom. My house is outfitted by Mike Lindell's company because it's amazing stuff. But also they've come after him to try to cancel him. All right. They've kicked out MyPillow products out of a lot of the big box stores. So you want to take action as a conservative? Support Mike Lindell's great company and support all the conservative content creators that he supports by advertising on their shows like this one. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUCK. That's essential. Promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. So what is the state of Texas going to do about the Democrats who are absconding? Well, here's Governor Abbott, play 14.
What the House of Representatives can do, the Speaker can do, is issue a call to have these members arrested. In addition to that, however, I can and I will continue to call special session after special session after special session all the way up until election next year. And so if these people want to be hanging out wherever they're hanging out on this taxpayer-paid junket, they're going to have to be prepared to do it for well over a year. As soon as they come back into the state of Texas, they will be arrested. They will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done.
I love it. Governor Abbott is going to arrest these members of the State House of Texas and make them actually do their jobs. Isn't this remarkable? Isn't this astonishing? But remember, these are the people that care so much about our sacred democracy. Sure they do. Sure they do. They're willing to burn down the village in order to save it. That's always the Democrat approach. And the fact that people are seeing this for what it is at least giving me some hope here. But remember, this is all about demonizing the right, pushing base turnout for the left, and creating a built-in narrative of they cheated if the Democrats lose power in the midterms. And remember, we're not allowed to say that they cheated. That's banned on social media. We're not allowed to say that Democrats changed the rules illegally in some cases, and they did in states like Pennsylvania, just because judges were too cowardly to read the plain language of the law and apply it because they didn't want to get in the way of the Democrat power grab. Doesn't mean that's not what happened. But they're already going to, they're building right now the framework of lies in preparation for the loss of power in the midterms. Remember, 2016, they say Trump cheated, Russia collusion. 2020, we say, hold on a second, something was funky in this election with Biden. We think that it wasn't all in the up and up. They say, shut up, insurrectionists. We're going to kick you off of social media. You're not allowed to say that. And without missing a beat, in 2022, if they lose the House, which I think they will, and if they lose the Senate, which I hope they will, they're going to say, you cheated again. And social media won't kick them off for saying it. They'll claim there was racist voter suppression, and they'll bring up all of the most evil racist stuff from America's past that Democrats were in charge of, by the way. And they won't miss a beat. They don't care. The brazen hypocrisy of it all, the recklessness of it, doesn't bother them one bit, not in the least. Just remember that as we move forward here. I know I had told you that we're not done with the mask situation, and I just wanted to give you an example of what I mean. This drives me absolutely up the wall. De Blasio, who is perhaps the worst mayor in New York, maybe the worst mayor in the history of the United States. I don't know. I mean, he's pretty awful. Here he is saying that despite CDC guidance, kids who are vaccinated, everybody has to be masked up in school in a month and a few weeks. Play eight.
We've been constantly working with the CDC, but we also, in this case, have been very careful given everything the city's been through. So I'm absolutely confident, based on this guidance and everything else we've seen, that we'll be able to get all our kids back into school in September. But for now, we're sticking with the idea that, you know, wearing the masks is a smart thing to do in schools. We'll keep assessing as we go along, but I think for now it still makes sense.
It still makes sense. It's not what the CDC says. And I know you could say, well, Buck, you've been a critic of the CDC. Yes, but I didn't use the CDC as the shut up and do it peasant justification for lockdowns for the first year plus of the pandemic. I always said, hold on, I think the CDC's got a problem here. I think there's some issues. That's not what the left said. They said, be quiet. We don't want to hear it. We do what the CDC says, claim the libs. Until they don't. Until all of a sudden there are hyper-anxious, cowardly MSNBC and CNN-obsessed libs out there who want to make sure that eight-year-olds are masked up sitting in school. I mean, can you imagine? It's awful. Absolutely awful what they're doing. But they're also getting ready to start mandating vaccination. The control-obsessed, busybody libs are showing us who they are, and they've been showing us the whole time, but now it's just obvious because they're doing all the things that we said. This is what's going to be next. This is what's coming. Here's Dr. Ali Khan saying, no doubt there should be vaccination mandates. Play 12.
So absolutely. So what's happening in Nebraska mirrors half of the United States. And we have states such as Arkansas, Missouri, that have cases that are 2 to 3 times higher than the national average. They've got pressure on their hospitals and they've got more deaths. And the solution is straightforward. It's get vaccinated. And there's no doubt that in certain settings, we should be mandating vaccination. Healthcare settings, long-term care settings, prisons, other large settings with lots of people. We should be mandating vaccination. And I'd like to see that extended to other settings, obviously. And hopefully the FDA is going to help us by fully approving this vaccine.
Slopes are, in fact, slippery. Don't let them play this game of, oh, it's a fallacy. Slopes, you know, Slopes can go in any direction. Who knows? Slopes like a figure eight. No, they are slippery. There is momentum in politics. There are trajectories you have to take into account. You can see things coming when you understand the nature of what you're dealing with. I understand the mindset of the left. I've grown up around them. I've lived around them for my entire adult life. I know what libs think. I know how and who they are. And they will never tire of forcing you to do things that are stupid and inconvenient, and they will harass you and feel righteous while doing it. This is why it's not enough for those of you who live in Florida and Texas and places where you've enjoyed some freedom and everything else. They're now going to the federal government to try to get the federal government to mandate things, to make this a top-down order. America, we need to win the fight against the lockdowners. They were wrong. They immiserated the country unnecessarily. It did not work what they said we needed to do. It was not worth the cost. It did not give us the benefits they claimed it would. And by allowing it to continue by just saying, well, it's not my problem, Buck. I live in a red county. It's not my problem. I live in a state with a good governor. Well, first of all, congrats, and that's awesome, and I should probably move there. But second of all, doesn't matter when you're about to get on an airplane, does it? Doesn't matter when you're going to go into certain national chains or big box stores or use rideshare services or any number of things, go on federal property of any kind. And they're not going to relent. They're not even close to relenting. They keep looking for an excuse to put the mask mandates back in place. They like it, don't you see? It became a religious symbol of Democrat Party devotion. You mask up because you either are a true believer or because you're bending the knee to Fauci and Biden and all the rest of it. Masks did not work. If they work, don't you think we would all be seeing the amazing data about how much they brought down viral load transmission in this scenario, that scenario? Don't you think we'd be seeing a lot of analysis of that? They do not work now. They did not work during the Spanish influenza of 1918, which, by the way, was using the same basic idea of a cloth over your nose and mouth. Didn't do a damn thing. But they're obsessed not just with the false belief that they are correct. Beyond that, they're obsessed with the control that this gives them over other people. They like to be able to control people. Psaki is telling you, oh, don't worry. The federal government's not going to mandate the vaccines. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're just going to get their quislings in the private sector to do it on their behalf. Play five.
Well, I would say first from the federal government, if I remember the context of the question, it was about federal mandates, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that's not a decision that we are making. That's not our intention from the federal government. There will be decisions made by private sector entities, by universities, by educational institutions, and even perhaps by local leaders, should they decide that is how to keep their community safe. If they decide to make that decision, we certainly support them in that step.
Okay, that's what she says today. Who thinks that that's really what this White House wants? Oh yeah, they want to leave it open to you. They want to leave the possibility that, you know, maybe, just maybe, you're not ever going to get vaccinated. Nope. No, they want to use the private sector to force it upon you. That's the plan. That's what they've been hoping for all along. And when you think about the ways that the government, the federal government, can regulate, harass, elevate, or suppress large corporations in particular, any company for that matter, but large companies in particular, it's as effective as if they just gave them a direct order. So that's part of this as well. They are using the influence and leverage they have to get, I mean, if they really didn't want you to have to get a vaccine, if they didn't want it to be mandated, they would say, we ask companies not to do that. We want companies to also respect people's individual choice about their health. And we will take regulatory action against companies that decide they will mandate this. No, that's not what they're doing. They're saying, oh, we're not going to do it, but, you know, somebody else will. You know the scene in Scarface where the guy who betrays him, who had been sort of his boss, had been Al Pacino's boss, he makes him promise he's not going to shoot him. And then he makes him, and then he asks the guy to confess because he promised he won't shoot him. And then he has his right-hand man shoot him. He says, well, I didn't say I would shoot you, right? That's kind of what the Democrats are doing with vaccines, with the federal government. Oh, you know, we're not going to mandate it for you, but we're going to have our thugs over here do the mandating on our behalf. That's how these Democrats work. It's so slimy and dishonest, isn't it? Very on brand for Democrats, though.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our strategy helps formerly incarcerated people successfully re-enter society with housing, jobs, and training, other support that up to now has been denied them. Somebody gets out of jail right now after serving their time. They get a bus ticket and $25. They end up under the same bridge they left. We know this will help. This will make us all safer. And the American Rescue Plan funds programs to help get job training, apprenticeships, and work experience so they can gain stability and security and a chance for a better life. There's a lot more to my strategy, but that's at the core. It's about coordinating at a federal, state, and local level. That's what ultimately we're going to talk about today. We recognize that we have to come together to fulfill the first responsibility of a democracy. To keep each other safe.
Yeah, this is a really long, convoluted, boring way of saying Biden's doing here that the Democrats were recklessly and entirely wrong on defund the police. Absurdly, insanely wrong. And so now they're trying to do this all, we're going to get it. Strategy, and we're, you know, I'm gonna do the good things. I'm gonna make the things happen. They're good things. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be really good. And it's all absurd. You know, now they're saying that they want to get more money for police. Right? This is what they're saying. Biden encouraged communities to utilize $350 billion from the American Rescue Plan to improve public safety. What is this improve public safety stuff? To fund cops. Say it, libs. Say it. To fund police. because defund police was an idiot cry of the Marxist left. And now we've all seen it. And now it's all very clear as the epidemic of violence in several of the nation's largest cities just became too much for Democrats to pretend was not a big problem anymore. Federal statistics show significant increases in homicides nationwide with a 30% spike in 2020 over the previous year. 30% spike in homicides, friends. Enormous increase. And all because the martyred George Floyd political phenomenon convinced the Democrat left that it was a great time while Trump was president in particular to riot in the streets, to attack law enforcement, to say law enforcement was racist. A disgraceful smear, and one that the Democrats, based on defund the police alone, the Democrats deserve to lose both houses of Congress, to lose state houses across the country, to have governors recalled, to have left-wing mayors defeated and ridiculed. In a fair and reasonable society, that is what happened. I'm not sure we're in a fair and reasonable country sometimes. Not these days. But Governor Ron DeSantis gets it. Play 15.
The reason you have huge spikes in crime in many parts of the country is because of not standing up for law enforcement, having weak policies where you let people out and you're not prosecuting people who are committing habitual offenses. That is clearly causing disastrous consequences. And actually what they will do in some of these jurisdictions, they will say, oh, well, you know, arrests are down for whatever over a year because they're not arresting anybody.
Yeah, they're gaming the system. Arrests are down. That means crime is down. That's just not true. That's just not accurate. I was very pleased to see something. We are making some progress somewhere else, though. NBC News, an exodus of educators, resignations hit schools amid furor over critical race theory. And they're saying schools see a brain drain of educators following anti-critical race theory laws passed in states. Let me give you some of the details here. When Rydell Harrison started a new job as a school superintendent in Connecticut last August, he was excited. Eastern Reading and Region 9 covers two small, mostly white towns. Task force and allocated money to address the racial climate in schools. That was a response to the George Floyd murdered and et cetera, et cetera. And the task force was assigned. The community sat up and listened to when young people advocated for change. But some local residents started to complain the diversity efforts were Harrison's agenda rather than something students and alumni requested. They labeled Harrison, the district's first black superintendent, an activist pushing to indoctrinate students with critical race theory. School board meetings filled with opponents late into the night. And Harrison began to doubt whether he could lead the community on its diversity efforts and announced he would resign. Good. Get out of the school system, leftists. Get out. Enough. Go somewhere else. Do something else. We don't care. You don't want to actually respond to the parents of the children and the needs of their children as vocalized by parents at these meetings, go find another job. So it's funny because this is supposed to be, and I scanned through the piece today and you know, they'll throw in there, I'm sure, oh, well, someone somewhere said something racist. And it's like, oh, well, then all of a sudden, everybody who has a problem with teaching critical race theory in school is a bad person. No, sorry. People that want to do diversity education in school, it's just indoctrinate. We don't need diversity educators in schools. Don't need them. Don't need them. Don't agree with the premise that people should be judged by their skin color. Don't agree with that. Don't agree with the notion that we need to have a massive apparatus of Marxist indoctrination through the school system that teaches people a racial categorization is the most important thing about them. We don't want that. And we're allowed to determine, we, the American people, are allowed to determine what is and is not taught in schools. So Sorry, libs. Too bad. Educators leaving their jobs. Yes, because what we really need is all children to be lectured all day by incessant left-wing whiners. We need more equity. We need more equity. Life's unfair. We all know it. We're trying to set up fair laws and a decent society where people have a shot. We're not trying to set up a society where everyone feels like the government meets their every need, because you know what? The government's never going to do it. And in trying to create a utopia, it will create a dystopia. It will make us all miserable in the process. It's just one more thing. This is a total digression, so I'll throw this in here. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and I just saw this guy talking about the Great Reset, because now, you know, the globalist authoritarians want to use COVID as an opportunity to really push for a unified one world government. I mean, this is very central to them. Just listen to this guy, the founder of the World Economic Forum, an ultimate globalist institution. Here he is. Play two.
Fragmented global architecture is not fit anymore for purpose in the 21st century. It's high time for a great reset. Change is not happening. We have a choice to stay passive and see the negative trends unravel, inequality, polarization, nationalism, racism. If we do not stop those trends, we'll lead to a post-corona world that definitively is less sustainable, less equal, and much more fragile.
Much more fragile. This guy is like a Bond villain made real. The Great Reset will come for you. Producer Mark, don't you get a little scared hearing about the Great Reset from this guy?
Yeah, he definitely sounds like a Bond villain.
Right? Huh. It's like we're all going to be loaded onto like this guy is speaking on behalf of the aliens that have invaded Earth. And he's like, you will be loaded onto the planes and taken to a foreign galaxy. You know, it's a little scary.
Maybe they'll cast him in the next James Bond movie. I think one's coming
out soon.
He'd be
very good. Yeah.
The Great Reset is coming for you.
Unless you subscribe to the Buck Sexton Show podcast and you pass the buck and you tell people about it. Producer Mark, any fun, exciting announcements for the team before we let them go?
Am I supposed to have an announcement?
No, just checking to make sure.
Okay, no announcements. Just subscribe to the podcast. I thought there was something you didn't tell me that I had to announce for a second. You had me worried.
All right, just making sure. All right, my man, good things. Team, back tomorrow, same time and place. Shields high. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.